So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining me for another Deep Dive Musing. My name is Adam Roa, and if you know what a Deep Dive Musing is, that means you probably listened to one before. And if you've listened to one before, my hope is that you've enjoyed it, and that's why you're coming back for another one. And if you are enjoying this content, could you do me a favor? Could you take 30 seconds and just leave a review on iTunes? If that's how you're listening to this, it would be really, really appreciated if you could do that. It basically helps with the algorithm and helps more people listen as they search for podcasts. This one will come up more frequently if there are more reviews. And so if you're enjoying the content, please leave a positive review on iTunes. It would mean a lot, and it only takes about 30 seconds. I greatly appreciate that, since I don't charge for the podcast. It's completely free. I don't get paid for it. I just love diving deep with you guys. And for those of you who have never heard of one before, a deep dive musing, well, that what that means is it's just me and you. I don't have another guest here, and we're just going to go deep into the musings of my mind. And today's topic is scaling your business. What I'm learning from scaling my business and how it's applicable to you at whatever stage of life you may be at, whether you're running a much bigger business than I am, or whether you're working for somebody else and thinking about starting your own business, or even just living. Trust me, I'll bring it all first full circle. Basically, what has happened in my life recently is I have gotten to a place where I have started to hire some people to assist me with different aspects of my business, because it became unsustainable for me to do on my own. And so whether that's copywriting or website design or just helping get podcast guests on or get on other podcasts or like whatever it is, getting articles published, all of that stuff. It's great from a business standpoint to have all that stuff happen. And I was recognizing that things were falling through the cracks. So what do I mean by that? I mean that there were things that felt like a really great move. They were something I wanted to do to provide more value. And let's be specific. Here's one example. I have for a very long time now wanted to create little 60-second videos, teaser trailers that have standalone value, that take some of the best 60 seconds or so from some of these deep dive musings and turn them into a piece of video content so that people who don't listen to podcasts can still get a little snippet of value from what these musings turn into. And I wanted to edit them into these really cool little vignette pieces with music and everything. And while I know how to do that from an editing standpoint, I don't really have the time. It's not my zone of genius. There are so many people who are better editors than I am. And so in the amount of time it would take me to do it well, someone else who's a professional editor could have it done much more quickly and it would look better. And so that was one aspect, hiring an editor. But on top of that, it was just falling through the cracks, because while I wanted to hire an editor to do this, I also was realizing that it just wasn't my highest priority. There were so many other things that I was doing and not even getting to the point where I was hiring an editor or finding the clips and helping direct the videos. So while it was a great idea, nothing was happening with it. Okay. And so I realized that, in addition to like 10 other things, were falling through the cracks. And my commitment is to putting out as much value as I possibly can. And in order to do that, I realized that I needed some help. So I hired someone to help and support me with that. And then I also hired the editor, and I also hired a copywriter, and like those sorts of jobs that while I can do them, they're not my zone of genius. They're not my highest excitement. Now, I'm telling you all this as kind of just some backstory into how I got into scaling, when I knew it was time to start bringing people on for support, and also recognizing that it has become something where the tail is wagging the dog. You see, I always felt like I would find more free space in my day because I'd hired people to help support me in doing things that I wasn't doing. And so I could create these systems that would take things off of my plate and free up more time. And what I'm realizing, what's actually happened is that now I feel like I've created a machine in many ways. There are other people involved who are waiting to hear back from me. So let's use the same example. Let's say the editor edits a video. Now I need to review it and send back my notes. So it did, in fact, add some work to my plate, since it wasn't happening at all before, even if it's just a small amount of work. But here's the thing. What if I'm not in the creative mindset? What if I get a email like I just did from a publication that wants to publish one of my articles, but they asked for a few revisions? Now, I'm not the one who submitted that article. Someone on my team submitted that article. And so now I get that email and I have this added pressure of, oh, they're waiting on the revision in order for it to potentially get published. So now I got to do the revision, which means I need to be in a creative state of mind to write. And then I get an email from the editor saying, hey, here's the first draft. Let me know your notes. Now I have someone waiting on me. So I need to be in a creative state of mind to direct. And then you have the website being redesigned. And so I have people asking me, hey, what do you think of this page and this page and this page? And they're like every page of the website. And I have to be in a creative state of mind to stick to my intentions for the website and my creative aesthetic. All of this was not something that I was aware of going into it as when I first hired people. And I'm not complaining. I want to be very, very clear. I'm not complaining. I'm incredibly blessed because I could literally just say all of it's done. I'm not doing any of it. Everyone just, we're pausing all of this and I'd be okay. It would all work out. So I'm not freaking out. And I have really noticed that while before when it was just me, I could say, I'm just taking the day off. I'm just not doing anything. I am just going to meditate and stretch and surf and just do these things so I can get back into my highest alignment. Well, now I feel an added pressure where the idea of taking that week off and just saying, nope, I'm just taking a week off, knowing that, well, now there's no progress on the website. There's no progress on the videos being edited. There's no progress on the articles being submitted and published. Like, all of that stuff is actually a machine that I feel like now I have to keep up with. It's like I'm ghostwriting the whip. For those of you who know that saying, where like the car is moving and I jump out of the car and now I have to run alongside the car to make sure it doesn't crash. I need to actually keep up with the machine, which has its own momentum. There are other people that have their own momentum, and that's supportive on one side, because when I do give my notes, if I give notes here and notes here and notes here, now it's off. I've given the notes and everything's still moving. There's still momentum going. And it's a bit of the tail wagging the dog, where I have recognized this fear in me, this almost like responsibility or obligation that I feel to keep it up. to keep up with my self-created machine. And now, how does this apply to you? How does this apply to all of us and where we're at? I wanted to share this just briefly and quickly because I didn't know that this would be where I was when I first thought of hiring people. I didn't realize that it could potentially create this feeling in me of additional pressure in a lot of ways. But it has. And so, for all of you, there's no external circumstance that's going to be the thing that changes how you feel about your, quote, responsibilities, end quote. The responsibility you feel, the pressure you feel right now, hiring an assistant, hiring freelancers, they will help in a lot of ways, 100%. And I believe that as I streamline these processes, that it'll help even more. And it becomes a machine. And so if you are not currently able to find yourself at peace, if you're currently not able to handle the stress of whatever your situation is, then the work is in actually learning to be with it and handle it in a way that's supportive and keeps you in your highest vibration. That's where to put your focus. That is where you can find your breath. You can find the ability to just relax into the flow. And that is something that I learned how to be with before hiring anyone. And as I've hired more people, I'm having to relearn it. It did not do the thing that I thought it would do. It did not immediately give me breathing room, which is what I thought it would. And it's like something that I say all the time, and it's from personal experience, which is nothing external will solve your internal issues. Don't wait for that thing outside of yourself to solve your distortions, your disease, your dissonance. Your internal state of being, your inner peace, your ability to remain centered and aligned and in your highest vibratory version of yourself, that is within your control. And it's not a mistake, it's a learning experience for me to recognize, wow, I did actually give my power away. I did actually think, whoa, when I hire this person, it'll put me at ease. And instead, all I did was add more energy, someone else's energy, add more energy into the fire of my own stress. And so what I'm now being with, what I'm now learning to do is navigate that in a way that allows me to find my speed, my balance of work and play, my ability to stay in my creativity, because that's ultimately what I want to be in all the time. That's why I'm hiring these people, is so that I can focus on being in my creativity and being of service, and the mechanics of how all of that goes out into the world is being supported by others who are geniuses at it. And yet, what that means is that I get to figure out what works for me. What's the way in which I can do that? And how do I build systems that support from there, from that place? I admittedly did it a little backwards. And so I'm playing a bit of catch up, and I am actively working on coming back to my center and my creativity and being okay with the speed at which I want to create and the speed at which things are moving and not being overwhelmed by what is self-created. It's all self-created. And so I just wanted to record this real short musing, let you know that I'm a work in progress. I don't have it all figured out. And what I'm learning along the way, I'm happy to share with you. And I hope that it's helpful. I hope that this encourages you to find your center and find your alignment and find a way to deal with your stress and your responsibilities without needing anything external to change. You're awesome. Thank you to those of you who have listened to this podcast. Thank you to those of you who listen to them regularly and who have subscribed and follow and who have left reviews. So thank you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.